Now this is eternal life, that they should know you, the only true God, and the one whom you sent, Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Really, that phrase is the only thing you need to know. Like, that could be the only thing that Jesus proclaimed in the gospel. That could have been it. And that would be sufficient. Because the reason why Jesus came was that we would have eternal life. And eternal life is this, that you should know the only true God, the one whom the Father sent, Jesus Christ. To have that knowledge. It's not the same thing to have a knowledge of the fact, a sabiske knowledge. Like sabiske, that's all about facts. That's all about things that you can list one after another after another. It's not enough that you know that Jesus came to save, that Jesus came and did all these things, that you could proclaim everything from memory that's carried within the Holy Scriptures. That's not the knowledge that he's talking about. He's talking about a conocer knowledge, a knowledge of intimacy, a knowledge that you know the very person of Jesus Christ, not just facts about him. And that's the thing which is eternal life. And to have eternal life, to possess eternal life, is to have that knowledge of him within our souls. And that's what we need to pray for. San Isidro and San Maria, his wife, they had that. And they bore witness to it in what they did. San Isidro and Maria, his wife, Maria de la Cabeza, the two of them, through their life of faithfulness, which they lived just outside of Madrid. I went exactly to where it is that they are buried in the church that is set up in their honor, right there, just outside the centro of Madrid, the city. And it's there that they bore witness to Jesus Christ. How? No matter what was going on in their lives, they had tons of reasons to rebel against God, tons of reasons to turn against the Lord. So many people today say, God, why did you do this? Why did this happen within my life? Why are these evils going on? They had reason just as much as anybody to turn against God who says those things. They had an infant son, their only son, their only infant son who died in his infancy. We know what that's like, to lose children early. And at that moment, they could have cursed God and gone their own way and rejected him because they lost their own child, but they didn't. For the first moment that happened, in the midst of their grief, they cried out to God and asked for his consolation, asked for his help. And instead of moving away from faith, choosing against God, they chose to go deeper into it. And from that moment, served God with deeper passion than ever before, despite the death of their only son. Really, what San Isidro did, what San Maria de la Cabeza said, he said, Jesus, you understand us. God the Father, you lost your own son. And so too, we've lost our own son. You're the only one who can give us the consolation that we need. And so they pushed ever deeper into their faith. In fact, San Isidro, every day, despite the fact that he had to get up at the crack of dawn to tend the fields, to work under his dueño, every day he made it to Mass. Monday through Saturday, and yes, on Sunday. Every day, that was the first thing that he did, was to glorify God and to give worship to him at Holy Mass. And even though he was made fun of and attacked and accused and turned in by his fellow workers, he still continued to do so. And we know how God blessed him in that way, where he actually set angels to do his work for him, so that when he returned to the field, his work was more completed than it would have been had he begun hours and hours ahead of time. Our Lord does these things, not just in the lives of San Isidro because of his faithfulness, not just in the life of Santa Maria de la Cabeza for her faithfulness. That's the same thing for each of us. And so today, as yes, even in our psalm response, it was talking about praying for rain. Just as we're praying for that right now, just as we're asking God to give us courage in the midst of the things which we lack faith in the situations that we don't understand why they're going on, we need to follow the same message and the same movement as San Isidro, which is instead of running away from faith and trying to accuse God of something, to run deeper into our faith and to see that even in these things which we can't understand, God has a plan. He's always had a plan. And his plan is not for our destruction or our harm, as it says in Jeremiah 29:11, but a plan for our good, for our future, to give us a future full of hope. And what's that hope? That hope is eternal life, which is founded in knowing Jesus Christ. Pray to God for that knowledge so that when we go through these difficulties which we are already facing, we may persevere. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.